willing to be joining us this morning, and so I'll be your host this morning. And so with that, let's once again introduce ourselves. I'm Tommy Wells, as you know, the Director of Energy and Environment at EDC. We'll start with Doug on my left.
I'm Doug Siglin with the Anacostia Waterfront Trust.
I'm Kristen Fleming. I'm with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
Great. Good morning. I'm Paul Emmert from the Maryland Department of the Environment and Science Services Administration. I'm sitting in for Ben Ruffles.
Hi, Bill Matuszewski, usually referred to as BMAT, and I am on the Citizens Advisory Committee for the Chesapeake, as well as the ALCAC.
Walter Smith, D.C. Appleseed.
Fred Stigley, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Simeon Hahn with NOAA.
Tom Brosnan with NOAA.
And Connie Hess with the National Park Service, National Cattle Parties.
Jim Foster, Anacostia Watershed Society. Good
morning. Emily Frank, Anacostia Riverkeeper.
Derek Winograd, Prince George's County Government, Department of the Environment.
Michael Stevens, the Capitol Riverfront Business Improvement District.
Lisa Felt, Montgomery County, Department of Environmental Protection.
Steve Walls, the Council of Governments.
Maureen Holman, Sustainability Chief at DC Water.
And Gretchen McKeska, Anacostia Coordinator at DOEE.
So thank you, everyone. Let's quickly go. We don't have that many in the gallery here, so we'll start with you, Casey.
Casey Padgett, Counsel for the National Park Service.
Tammy
Sinnott,
Chief of Planning, National Park Service.
Morgan Gennari,
Assistant Superintendent of the
Park.
Jeff Johnson, Opposite Solicitor of the Department of Interior and Park Service.
Chris Laskowski,
DC Office.
Guy
Valancourt
with the Johnson Company
Contracting. Mark Shoup with Petri Tech Contract with DOE. And Marley, DOE. Who was part of that?
Michelle Cole is the Anacostia Watershed Manager at
the Council. Well, thank you, everyone. As many of you know, especially those that have different roles and different groups, that the Anacostia River has become a hot topic in the district, that we have a number of different groups that come together to talk about the progress of the Anacostia River cleanup. And in particular, this group, which I think really is about the most broadly representative of any group that I sit on the Anacostia River cleanup, has an extraordinary role of primarily we've been focusing on sediment remediation. And as we prepare for the first agenda item with National Park Service folks, I just want to say that, and I've said this in other forums, and maybe here as well, that the partnership with the National Park Service with the District of Columbia has been very, very good. I know that historically there's been concerns about how do you partner with NPS, they're a large bureaucracy, and isn't it difficult with having such a federal presence, the local government, how they work together. So this is a complex project. There's, as you can imagine, we have a number of consulting scientists, and we have a number of attorneys involved. There's a lot of federal statute that's involved. And it's, if someone told me there's only about six other instances like this across America where they're doing this type of cleanup. And sometimes it takes a very long time to get it all coordinated, but certainly the science and the law and the money all have to work together. And I think the best kind of example of how this is working, we've got our folks, Mark and Guy, sit next to each other here from two different science consulting groups that are helping guide us through this. And then our attorneys all sit together on the same side. And so these are the best actual shows of how we are working together, but we are. And I know that there's folks that are at this table that are not just government reps, but really folks at the table that are advocates. Advocates that part of your job is to prod us, to keep the city informed and our constituents informed of the progress we're making in cleaning up this river. And there's also major city investment that's going on along the river, and that there's the city certainly tied its future to the future of the Anacostia River as well. So part of what we're doing this morning and the purpose of this group is not just to inform you of what the progress we're making, where we are, but also to have a forum where we can engage each other in answering and asking questions, so that this forum is a public service as well, especially to our citizen advocates that are here as well. So with that, let's start with the first agenda item, the Anacostia River Settlements Project and Active Land Sites Status. Tammy from Chief of Planning, Compliance, and GIS, National Park Service. That's a long title. And I think, Guy, are you part of this? Okay.
Morning.
Morning.
So, I am Tammy Stanham. I'm the Chief of Planning, but I also manage the Contaminant Sites Program for the National Capital Region of the National Park Service. And I will be introducing Guy Valancourt with the Johnson Company, who is supporting our efforts on contaminated sites. But before I do that, I'd like to put that work into context. I know that many of you work in or around the Anacostia for a number of years, and I want to go into this with a full understanding of what the Park Service mission and vision is moving forward, so that you know a little bit more about us than just our land management. So, the basis for all of what the National Park Service does is grounded in our mission, which is defined by the Organic Act, and this is regardless of the size or type of park that you're working in. The National Park Service works to preserve unimpaired natural and cultural resources and values for the system for future generations, not just for today, but for everyone moving forward. We achieve this through a framework that includes core values of stewardship, excellence, integrity, tradition, and respect. As many of you know, this is the Anacostia Park. The National Park Service administers approximately 1,200 acres along both banks of the Anacostia River. This includes everything you see here along the shore in green, as well as the bed of the river itself. The park is comprised of a number of fundamental resources and values. Fundamental resources and values are those features, systems, processes, experiences, stories, scenes, sights, smells, and other attributes that are essential to achieving the purpose of the park and maintaining its significance. As identified in the Parks Foundation document, the fundamental resources of Anacostia Park include natural communities, recreational opportunities, the river itself, and a Kennelworth aquatic gardens. These fundamental resources and values are closely tied to the park's legislative purpose. So the purpose of Anacostia Park. The park was established in 1933 by the Capra Craft Inn with the purpose of preserving the flow of water, preventing pollution in Rock Creek and the Potomac and Anacostia Rivers, as well as to preserve forests and natural scenery in and around Washington to provide recreational service opportunities as well. Anacostia Park is significant as it's an important ecological buffer between heavily developed urban areas and the Anacostia River. Is actively maintained to preserve and enhance forest areas to protect the water quality and resiliency of the river ecosystem. The park also plays a host to a number of recreational opportunities. It's easy to come run, walk, play, roller skate. People every day play basketball, soccer, kickball, fishing, picnic, bird watching, or roll around in the grass. The river itself offers tremendous recreational opportunities and resource values, and we are excited to get people out on the river and using them. Through our management planning, the National Park Service has developed a vision for Anacostia Park that we believe will serve to engage our partners. We envision the park as a model urban park where neighborhoods